This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Margo Ellerman is joining us. She is a family and consumer sciences teacher in the Valley Falls School District. And Margo, you participated in the Kansas Soybean Commission's Kansas Soybeans as a Food Educational Program. Can you first tell us what its purpose is and what made you want to participate?
This program is for all schools. That all you have to do is apply. You can apply fall and spring semesters, and you are awarded $2 per student to be able to share the information that the Soybean Commission has available for us to utilize and teach students about soybean in your classroom.
It sounds like the fun part for you is that you like to incorporate it in several of your lessons, in several of your classes too.
I use it in our nutrition wellness classes, culinary arts, culinary essentials, my introduction to family and consumer science classes, and a wide range of information is able to be used. Starting with nutrition wellness, most of our soy food contains no cholesterol, little or no saturated fat, and high quality and protein, dietary fiber, which really is incorporated into nutrition wellness. And we study a lot of projects about healthy eating and healthy diets and how to incorporate more quality products and protein in our diet. And then from the culinary essentials class and culinary arts, we might start with a taste test part activity. And one of my favorites is pulling out the edamame and making a dip, and students really enjoy that. And then tofu is, we have learned how it absorbs flavors of what you're cooking, and you really don't even know that it's in there. And wide range from soy milk, chocolate, baking mixes, all have soy products in it. And then I like to have my students make a presentation and lead, use it as a project-based learning where they come up with a project and share it with other students. So I've had high school kids share with my middle school class on soy products and show their presentation and share the ingredients that were used that were actually soy. And I'm actually looking forward to this year. We are starting a new ag program and working with our ag program and maybe do a project together where we could learn more about, you know, how the soybeans are grown, and then come bring it to my class and then maybe come up with a food product. So that's true farm to table.
And if you'd like more information, you can go to kansassoybeans.org to get that information about the Kansas Soybeans as a Food Program. That is Margo Ellerman. She's a family and consumer sciences teacher in the Valley Falls School District, and she joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.